Establishment Media Hide Joe Biden's Migrant Inflow. By Neil Monroe on July 13, 2023. Establishment media outlets are claiming that President Joe Biden has sharply reduced his wage-cutting, rent-spiking illegal migration flow across the southern border. But those media-backed claims hide Biden's policy of inviting more economic migrants in via the multiple side doors in the border. The establishment articles also portray migration as a logistics issue. How can migrants be quickly registered, released, and transported northwards? Instead of an elite economic policy that is intended to transfer wealth from ordinary Americans to wealthy coastal investors, migrant crossings along U.S.-Mexico border plummeted in June amid stricter asylum rules, a June 9 CBS News headline claimed. Number of migrants at the border plunges as Mexico helps U.S. to stem flow, the New York Times reported July 9. Southern border eerily quiet after policy shift on asylum seekers, says the July 12 headline in the Washington Post. Above an article that reported a nearly 70% drop in illegal entries since early May. This is false, responded a tweet from Numbers USA, adding, massive numbers still coming illegally. The post plays along with Biden's PR, the tweet added. Unsurprisingly, pro-migration advocates cheered the misleading reports. Surely this will be headlines in Fox News and at CNN, no? Especially after all that breathless reporting by ignorant and ill-informed reporters, tweeted immigration lawyer Charles Cook. These misleading reports are just the newest twist in the establishment's multi-decade efforts to hide the scale, impact, and damage caused by migration. In December 2022, for example, Breitbart News reported a Harvard/Harris poll that showed that a third of Republicans and a quarter of Democrats thought the southern inflow was less than 250,000 people. In 2022, however, the inflow was roughly 1.3 million people plus about 500,000 gateways. Republican legislators rarely mention the numbers of illegal or illegal immigrants, just as they try to not talk about the huge pocketbook impact of migration on voters. In general, media reports mislead the public by hiding or downplaying the federal government's policy of redirecting illegal economic migrants away from border arrests and towards quasi-legal loopholes where they are not counted in monthly reports on border arrests. These quasi-legal paths are being used to keep roughly 800,000 migrants off the arrest rolls as they are welcomed by the federal government to take the jobs and housing that would otherwise go to struggling Americans in cities and towns around the nation. That huge inflow welcomes roughly one illegal migrant for every four Americans born each year. The journalists at the New York Times are pushing the administration's logistics pitch, the Times reports. Migrant shelters with plenty of empty beds. Soup kitchens with food to spare. Soldiers patrolling intersections where migrant families once begged for spare change. In Ciudad Juarez and in other Mexican cities along the border, the story is much the same, instead of surging as elected officials and immigration advocates had warned. The number of migrants trying to enter the United States has plummeted following the expiration in May of a pandemic-era border restriction. Related video, Texas deploys multi-layer border barriers to deter, turn back migrants at border. The quasi-legal doorways are described, approvingly, late in the New York Times article. More migrants who had been streaming into northern Mexican cities are finding it easier to start the asylum process because of the improvements to the app known as CBP-1. On June 30, Homeland Security announced the expansion of appointments through the app to 1,450 per day, a nearly 50% increase from May 12, the day Title 42 was lifted. In Tijuana, Enrique Lucero, manager of the city's migration office, said migrants in shelters and hotels are using the app rather than trying to climb over the double-layered steel wall that separates the city from San Diego. People are getting appointments faster than before because more are available, he said. CBS's Colombian-born reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez chatted on verified administration claims of tougher border rules before portraying the new side doors as increased opportunities for migrants. Nunez Neto also credited the Biden administration's efforts to increase opportunities for migrants to enter the country illegally for the decrease in illegal entries. A phone app known as CBP-1 is allowing up to 44,950 asylum seekers in Mexico to enter the U.S. each month at ports of entry, while another program is giving 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans the chance to fly to the U.S. monthly. Related video, Border Patrol Chief, we need to work to instill some consequences for some nationalities crossing border and build some wall. The Washington Post led with the logistics angle, but also described the new gateways in the fourth paragraph, saying, now the administration is allowing tens of thousands of migrants to enter the United States legally each month through the mobile app CBP One, while those who don't follow the rules face ramped up deportations and tougher penalties. The Post's reports even publish some monthly numbers, not easier to understand annual numbers, that debunked its own eerily quiet lead. The recent drop in illegal crossings does not mean fewer than half as many migrants are coming to the United States. President Biden is allowing roughly 43,000 migrants and asylum seekers per month to enter through CBP-1 appointments and accepting an additional 30,000 through a process called parole. The new legal channels appear to be absorbing many of the border crossers who for years have entered unlawfully to surrender in large groups, overwhelming U.S. border agents. The Associated Press pushed the establishment's claim in March, saying, San Diego, AP, a sharp drop in illegal border crossings since December could blunt a Republican point of attack against President Joe Biden as the Democratic leader moves to reshape a broken asylum system that has dogged him and his predecessors. The decrease in border crossings followed Biden's announcement in early January that Mexico would take back Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans under a pandemic-era rule that denies migrants the right to seek asylum as part of an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. At the same time, the U.S. agreed to admit up to 30,000 a month of those four nationalities on humanitarian parole if they apply online, enter at an airport and find a financial sponsor. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.